Well, she's always in her phone. This guy's always doing research. We've got a show to start. Why aren't you guys ready? What do you like on today's show, Sarah? Dale, papi.
What is the bigger story? Gardner Minshew's success or Marcus Mariota's lack of it?
All right, they're making us contractually talk about that slop last night, and it was really bad. But we've got a quarterback with a personality, and in a league that needs the young guys to replace the old guys, in a league where this week 18 of the starters are 26 or younger, as you see some of the old guys breaking down, or in the case of Andrew Luck, quitting. We need a refreshing burst of a personality at this position that makes Jacksonville football, instead of wearing bags over their heads, because they've only won three games out of the last 15, wearing mustaches, because they've got something to celebrate that's fun.
Yeah, Marcus Mariota being a questionable starter in this league isn't news, so it's not that interesting. It's interesting he's been sacked 17 times in 3 weeks, is the most anyone has been since 2002, but that's about the most interesting part about this. On the other side, you've got a guy with tons of character who is relieving us of the despair of a quarterback getting injured and having to watch his backup instead. I like Nick Foles, but Gardner Minshew and the mustaches and the play and everything else is even more interesting than the original quarterback. This is what we need when the quarterback goes down and we're forced to watch a backup.
You remember how many months we spent talking about whether or not Jameis Winston or Marcus Mariota was the guy you wanted? And all these years later, we're still looking at it and we're like, is he good? And do we know? Is he good? And then here's what's better. If they go to his backup, Ryan Tannehill, he had 7 years of is he good?
Yeah, that's the Spider-Man meme for sure. Tannehill and Mariota just looking at each other like, ah.
Well, to have an impression, you want to see it?
Yeah.
I hope it's not of Minshew stretching in just a jock strap. Oh, no, it's Minshew.
Who is that guy? Yeah,
who is that? I don't even know anymore. It's such a good disguise.
Should the NFL listen to Tom Brady that penalties are making football less fun to watch?
I really thought that Tom Brady's life was more glamorous than Thursday night football, Jags and Titans. But he was upset like a lot of people are at the sloppiness and all the flags. And I'm turning this game off. I can't watch these ridiculous penalties anymore. We have our first example ever as penalized privilege. That's where he comes from. They change all the rules for this guy, and now he's telling you, I don't even need all your rule changes. I prefer we play a tougher brand of football. Not a great look for the league that even Tom Brady is out here saying, hey, don't call it that closely.
Yeah, and it won't be a good look either when Roger Goodell comes out today with a special press conference announcing that there will be no more holding penalties in the league, independent of Tom Brady's tweet, of course. We just decided this on our own. But seriously, though, what's interesting about this is I talked to Kevin Seifert, and the coaches subcommittee complained to the NFL about an illegal technique used on backside runs that they were calling a lobster block. And because of that, they wanted more emphasis on calling it. But now it's sort of gotten to be something where they're calling all holding a lot more. And in the NFL, we all know forever we've said you could call holding on every play. So just wait and do it on the most egregious ones. Now they've got to find that happy medium between stopping these so-called illegal techniques and then leaving us with what we saw last night, which was essentially unwatchable football.
You know who makes football unwashable?
Who's that?
Mitch Trubisky, the Russian
guy. Oh, wow. He got you. Oh, he's always looking to jab Sarah's Chicago Bears. Trubisky, the Russian guy.
Thank God it's Friday. I mean, I've been through enough abuse.
Is Wink Martindale right to liken Lamar Jackson and Pat Mahomes to Brady Manning, Ali Fraser, or Magic Bird?
Okay, his name is not Pat Mahomes. That is Pat Turds in Spanish. Wink Martindale is, though, the name of the defensive coordinator for the Ravens. It's also the name for a game show host from a long time ago, from my father's time, who owns the single best name in the history of game show hosts, Wink Martindale. That's off to the side of this particular point. This is going to be a fun game because we've got the quarterbacking future at both positions. This is going to be electric. I hope it feels like that Rams-Chiefs game from last year that we're still talking about because it was a shootout, 40, 50 points in both directions.
The question was, does it make sense for him to liken them to these famous rivalries? And I would say absolutely not. It's way too early. First of all, there are other great young quarterbacks that may argue that their position alongside Patrick Mahomes is more earned than Lamar Jackson through about roughly a season-ish when you combine last year and this year. That's not to say that I don't think Lamar Jackson couldn't get there, but there are other young guys maybe we would think of first. And also, those rivalries, the Brady and Manning, the most notable thing about it is its longevity. And I don't know if either of these guys, but most specifically Lamar Jackson, with the amount that he runs, is going to be around and healthy and contributing long enough to be able to create the kind of longstanding rivalry that those guys did.
I appreciate that she respected the question so much that she dismissed what I said and said, well, the question was, and I didn't answer that question, and I agree with her. And so what she says is absolutely so. But how much fun is this going to be just to watch these guys? And once upon a time, when Magic and Bird played for the first time, they were this kind of age. This could be fun for 10 years if those guys stay healthy.
Those two are not even going to be the best quarterback on that field. Watch this.
What do you mean, watch this? Oh, that's right. Andy Reid, also a wonderful quarterback back in his day.
Look at the throw.
Yes. Andy Reid at 13 years old, bigger than today's NFL players.
Do you credit Tulane for its final drive or blame Houston?
This is the football game from last night we should have been talking about. What a bad beat for you. If you're the degenerate who had Houston plus 4.5, you were up 3 touchdowns in this game. All you need to do is win or lose by a field goal. Don't let this happen. And look at what happens late in the game. Tulane is tied, 18 seconds, fake knee situation. It's a fake knee. Everyone thought they were going to just kill the clock. Instead, they don't do that, and then and all you need, again, just let them be in field goal range if you got Houston plus 4.5. Just don't let them score. Just don't. I'm so sorry to the degenerates out there, and you got to blame Houston there. There is a lack of awareness there that is startling.
Somehow I agree with the Houston coach that, yes, you probably should not allow a team to go 70 yards in 14 seconds. But I also agree with him when he said, in my 25 years of coaching, I've never seen anything like this. And that's why instead you have to give the credit to Tulane for pulling it off so stealthily, so unexpectedly, and then getting it done when they needed to. All the credit to them.
Again, I will repeat the first part of what she said. You cannot allow a team to go 70 yards in 14 seconds when everyone knows there's only 14 seconds left.
You know, after watching that, there is only one thing you can say.
What's that?
Houston has a problem.
We have a problem. Would have been the joke to go with there, but Houston also does have a problem. The joke was Houston, we have a problem.
Houston has a problem.
Okay, there it is again, and I've done incorrectly. Houston, we have a problem. Houston, we have a problem.
Coming up next on my Soul's TV show,
high school football. A lot of open field there.
Oh, no.
Okay, yeah, that, oh, wait a minute. I think that is both good tackling and a better run. I thought that was fine tackling. I mean, you got to expect the guy to be down after that. Oh, no, this is going to be hard to watch. This is going to be hard to watch. Something horrible is going to happen. Something bad is going to happen.
Okay,
where did they go? You know what? I feel like we are allowed to laugh at this.
My Soul's TV show is brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Time to play the game that looks good in hats. Do you question?
You give us topics and events, we question them.
Do you question if this was a great run or bad tackling?
I suspect it's probably a little of both, but let's check in here and analyze this more thoroughly. High school football.
Yep,
a lot of open field there.
Throw that down, JJ.
Oh, no.
Okay, yeah, that. Oh. Wait a minute. I think that is both good tackling and a better run. I thought that was fine tackling. I mean, you got to expect the guy to be down after that. Let's check in again with number 65's real-time reaction as he comes into the second half of the play. Watch number 65 in white. He is the third white jersey in this. He's right on the play, this guy right here. And he's like, wait, tackle him better than that. Come on.
I mean, that is definitely bad tackling.
What did you do?
No tackling. It's just watching like, but what? That's Warlockian on the part of the runner there.
65 put more effort into wondering what that guy was doing than tackling.
Do you question if this was luck or skill?
All right, Poppy. Golf. We've been talking about golf. We believe that she would be the long driver at this table if we were all playing golf, and it wouldn't have to be from the women's tees. Let's check in with this golfer. Luck or skill? Luck or skill?
What?
I mean, that's what he was going.
Nope.
Mm-mm. I mean, wait a minute.
This is no. No.
How can that be luck?
That one bounce was very suspicious. Watch, like, the second or third bounce it takes off the apron. It looks like CGI right around.
You think it's fake?
Right there.
I believe that was skill. I believe that thing, that platform behind that bag was put there because that guy knew he could do something like that. I also believe it took 1,400,000 takes over about 14 months.
Yeah, that guy started out at age 14, and he's now 45, but he got it.
Well, I tell you one thing. Sometimes trick shots don't go that well.
Oh, here comes the Chi-Chi. Look out, here comes
you got
the Chi-Chi.
That's my guy.
I knew it. He's so predictable.
There goes Chi-Chi.
That's right. Right in the Chi-Chi's. There it is. There
right
it
in the
is.
Chi-Chi's.
Yes.
Yeah. Chi-Chi.
There it is.
Do you question if everyone should be laughing?
Okay, let's see here. This is usually describing something horrific or disgusting that happened, and then all the friends are laughing, even though it was awful. Let's see if this is laughable or not. Oh, no, this is going to be hard to watch. This is going to be hard to watch. Something horrible is going to happen. Something bad is going to happen.
There it is.
Okay, where did they go? You know what? I feel like we are allowed to laugh at this. We are allowed to laugh at this. There are two guys stuck in trees. We have two people.
Well, we're allowed to laugh unless they were beheaded, and we don't know for sure what happened amongst those leaves.
Well, I'm just glad that this Kat Van Pelt was okay.
He was okay, thankfully.
He was fine.
Neil
was
Everett
fine.
Wasn't so okay, but Van Pelt was totally fine.
Honestly, the one big thing, Scott Van Pelt is okay.
He's fine. Well, better than when he was on that boat.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, this is amazing.
Yes, I remember when Scott Van Pelt was on this boat. And you need to hit the brakes here. Right there, you need to... Oh, there it is. Dear God.
Why did they slow down?
That is one of the best videos in the history of the internet. Show it again, please. Thank you.
Is everyone okay?
Thank you. Thank you. There it is. Wait a minute. Here it comes again. Bam! There it is. In fact, can you guys show that one more time, please? It's so good. Watch everyone else on the boat. Watch everyone else. Ouch, that hurts. I'm going to hold
him
on tighter.
Crash dummy.
Oh, and that looks... Ah.
Oh, there it is. Looks so glasses.
That's right.
Coming up next on my son's TV show.
Have you ever seen a player helicopter the way that this guy is about to helicopter at the intersection?
Wow. Eat that, Andy Reid.
That's ridiculous.
Well, we love watching this guy, don't we?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Highly questionable is broadcast from the Clevelander Hotel on beautiful South Beach, Miami. Time to play the game that is going to be on the couch all weekend. See? Oh, no.
Dirty football weekends. The hygiene loosens up on the weekends. You tell us what to watch on television tonight. We tell you if we're intrigued.
All over your TV this weekend, a full slate of college football.
Games are getting a little bit better. They've been a little bit weak, but you've got some top 15 teams going against each other. We want to check in, though, with Garrett Schrader. Have you ever seen a player, John Elway, Nat Moore, have you ever seen a player helicopter the way that this guy is about to helicopter at the intersection of chaos? All those people on the sideline helpfully calling for a first down that was not a first down. He came up 1 yard short. For all of that, 1 yard short of where it is he needed to be.
You know what, though? We've been changing a lot of rules. Yes, I am intrigued. I'm just skipping that part. We've been changing a lot of rules, and I think maybe college football should allow for a rule change wherein if you get helicoptered like that, it's an automatic first down.
A good rule change. Poppy, are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued. Are you kidding me? College football is back. I'm telling you something. I'm going to be glued to that TV set. I'm going to watch every single game that is going to be played on Saturday.
He's got nothing.
Are you
going
to watch Alabama and Southern Mississippi?
Oh, that's going to be a major upset. Southern Mississippi is going to beat the hell out of Trickinicky.
Who's your favorite player on Southern Mississippi?
That's where it falls apart.
That's what it's saying.
That's where it falls apart.
Sunday night on NBC, Rams and Browns.
Yeah, the Browns might start like 2-4 or something really bad because they haven't looked very good and their schedule is kind of brutal early in the season. But let's check in with their most talented player, Odell Beckham, doing Odell Beckham things. Again, doing the one-handed catch. You can't cover better than that, really. And this gives us the excuse to show you that Odell is good at everything, really. A monster athlete across many platforms. Look at this.
Wow. Eat that, Andy Reid.
That's ridiculous. Well, we love watching this guy, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah,
he can. I mean come on. Why doesn't he play all of them? Wouldn't it be more fun if he was in all of those leagues and played all of the sports?
Golf. What would they do with Odell Beckham? Poppy, are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued. But you want to see my favorite Odell Beckham throw?
What?
What a noise.
Oh, against the Bears. Do you remember when he did this against the Bears? The Bears had no answer for the Odell Beckham throw. And that gives the Giants a lead over those loser Bears.
It's like, out of curiosity, how many games did that terrible Bears team win? Does anyone know?
Oddly defensive.
No one cares. That was the play of the year.
My father's right. No one cares.
You got me.
Sunday on Fox, Broncos and Packers.
Sure, you know I always want to watch Aaron Rodgers, but because she's been so kind and great this week with us, and we've beat her up with all these Chicago Bears highlights, how about a positive one of our boy Pinheiro from Miami kicking a 53-yard field goal?
You're really showing it.
Yes, I know. She's surprised by our gentle kindness. This is not... Oh, a trick that was thrown in there.
That's
Poppy's guy, Parky.
That's right, Parky. That's my guy.
That's right. Okay, our thanks to Sarah. That's what she said, podcast. Poppy, are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued, but you want to see my favorite Aaron Rodgers throw.
Oh, is this against the Bears? Is this against the Bears, too?
Really impressive.
Oh, with 45 seconds left, you got to tackle him there. Oh, don't let him get out in the open.
Not once, but twice. Touchdown.
Yes. Randall Cobb.
Never.
The Bears, they look like fools.
Again, they look like fools. That's right.
My last ever appearance. It's nice knowing you guys. This was a fun show. I'm never, ever coming back.
That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for watching.
That's What She Said is her podcast. You should check it out. Also, Monday, ESPN2, Mina Kimes and Dominique Foxworth join us on remote to cover the NFL games.
Why are you coming back?
You don't want me coming back anyway.
We want to keep making fun of the Bears.
We do. We want you to come back forever.